Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month is a global campaign to raise awareness for breast cancer, to increase screenings, and provide critical support for patients and survivors. Today, we have asked you to wear something pink because the color pink and the pink ribbon are internationally recognized symbols for breast cancer awareness and to draw attention to the importance of early screening and research for breast cancer. Today, we wear pink to support those who are breast cancer survivors and also to remember those who lost their battle to breast cancer. One important piece of information that I must share with you today is that breast cancer is a disease that affects male and female. It is more commonly found in women, but men are not exempt from this disease. Both men and women need to regularly examine their breasts for lumps, discoloration, and anything unusual. So today, as we commemorate Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I want to briefly give a word of encouragement to those who are currently fighting breast cancer and those who have survived and are still surviving breast cancer. The word of encouragement is this: I know where my help comes from. The 121st Psalm is known as a psalm of ascent or degrees. As Jewish pilgrims made their way up to Mount Zion to worship in the temple, they would sing this psalm as they journeyed up the mount. To get to the temple for worship, they had to climb a mountain hill in which the temple was situated. That is why the writer of this psalm begins the psalm by saying, "I will lift up my eyes to the mountains." The psalmist knew that if he could just make it up to the temple on Mount Zion, that his life could get better. And my brothers and sisters, many of you who have battled cancer and other conditions, you climbed over many obstacles to get to our church. You climbed over many obstacles to get here because you believed that if you could just make it to the church, that you would feel a little better. And you didn't care about all of the negative things said about the church in these days, but you still believe that the church still is the only place where you can find the peace of God that passes all understanding. I don't know about you, but I thank God that the church is still here and that the church is still alive, even in the midst of all the government unrest and craziness and blatant racism that surrounds us in the world we live in. I don't know about you, but in church, I get a message of hope that things are not always going to be the way they are. In church, I can get a new lease on life. Thank God that we can come to church. Tell your neighbor, thank God for the church. The psalmist did not only want to make it to the temple or church, if you will, but he also wanted to have a divine encounter with the God who was above the temple or church. The psalmist said in verses 1 and 2 of the text, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The psalmist clearly identifies his reasons for going to the temple. He recognizes that the Lord has been his help. He said, my help comes from the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I can join the psalmist in his words of affirmation. For 36 years, the Lord has been my help here at New Providence Baptist Church. I know that it wasn't my smarts or my own ingenuity or my own human power that helped me survive as your pastor for 36 years. But I testify that I know, that I know, that I know, that I know that it was nobody but the Lord. Well, somebody might be saying, well, Pastor Wood, how did the Lord help you? He helped me by not allowing me to give up and quit when things didn't go well for me. He helped me by sustaining his love in my heart for all of the members or disciples of the congregation. He helped me to teach and preach healing and deliverance to his people. He helped me to recover the times when I got sick. He helped me by sending and giving me ministerial associates who could stand in my place and clearly communicate the message of the gospel. He helped me by giving me spiritual leadership and a congregation of believers to help me accomplish the work of the ministry that he assigned for me to do. I know that the Lord has been my help. The psalmist says that he will lift his eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? He says, my help comes from the Lord. And let me say right here that there are some of us who are present, watching, and listening this morning who can testify that you would not be where you are today if the Lord had not been your help. Am I right about it? In the Hebrew language, verses 1 and 2 are not three separate statements. Actually, in Hebrew, verse 1b is a question. Verse 1a tells us that the psalmist declares that he will lift up his eyes to the mountain. But verse 1b asks the question in response to verse 1a, where does my help come from? And the psalmist quickly answers the question in verse 2 himself by saying, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I want to know today, if I would ask you where your help comes from, will you dogmatically say that my help comes from the Lord? Lean over and tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but my help, sure enough, comes from the Lord. Sure enough. The psalmist then goes on to say that the Lord will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. The psalmist says, not only is the Lord my help, but he watches over me. Aren't you glad to know that the Lord is not only your helper, but that he watches over you? I don't know about you, but I know that because the Lord watched over me, that in the words of one of my Shaw University theology professors, the late Dr. Grady Davis, that is, he would say, the Lord watches over me and keeps me alive, fully functioning, yet on the planet Earth. Yes, I know the Lord has watched and is still watching over me because the Lord keeps me in my right mind, even though life and the enemies of the kingdom of God continues to usher chaos my way. And check this out. To be honest with you, it wasn't always the enemy that caused chaos in my life. I created some chaos on my own. Do I have any witnesses with me? I made some bad choices and some bad decisions which could have wrecked my testimony. But God watched over me and spared me from the ruin that I potentially brought into my life. And don't you listen and look at me too hard this morning, because I am not the only one that the Lord has spared from personal disaster. Am I right about it? You know as well as I do that if the Lord would not have kept some things undercover that you and I done in our past, we would not be where we are here today. Some of us would be in jail with no bail. Am I right about it? Some of us would be locked up in an institution. But God watched over us. Lord, have mercy. I'm about to end. The psalmist said that the Lord watched over him. He said that the Lord did not let his foot slip. In other words, the Lord provided stability. Somebody say stability in his life. As the psalmist climbed the hill to the Temple Mount, he recognized that he could lose his footing along the way. And brothers and sisters, I will admit to you today that over the last 65 years of my life, there have been times that I suffered with instability. There have been times when I did not know what way to go and which way I should turn. I've had some slip-ups along the way. But I thank God that during the times that my feet were slipping, that he came and undergirded me until I was able to regain my stability. I know that right now, many of us are facing instability. Instability in our health. Instability on our job. Instability in our homes. Instability in our relationships. Instability in our ability to pay our bills. Instability in our democracy, especially in the White House, and the instability of being black in America. But I'm here to testify to you that with all the ills that are in our world, the Lord is watching, and he can keep you and I sane and safe in this corrupt country and world. Come on now. Come on now. You know that you would have lost your mind a long time ago if the Lord had not been your help. And listen to me good. The reason that many of us, after all the troubles and trials that we have had to face, all of the ups and downs and times of uncertainty that we experience, the reason that we can keep on smiling is because the Lord has helped us and has watched over us. Am I right about it? I don't know about you, but this joy that I have, this smile that I wear, the world didn't give it to me. And because the Lord gave me the joy that I have, I am not going to allow the world or my current or future circumstances to take my joy away from me. Why, Pastor Wood? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Is the joy of the Lord your strength this morning? I don't know about you, but I've got strength to handle a bad diagnosis. I have strength to handle the loss of a member of my own body. I have strength to handle the treatments for my condition. I have strength to handle the loss of a loved one. How can you brag on that, Pastor Wood? Because the word tells me I can brag on it. Where does it tell me that? I can do all things through Christ, who is my strength. So on this Breast Cancer Awareness Month Sunday, I want to simply give God all the praise and glory for being my help and and watching over me. And let me just confirm to you that I'm not tired yet. I'm going to run on because I know what the end is going to be. What's the end, Pastor? Victory, victory, victory shall be mine. Why? Because the Lord is my help and the Lord is my strength. And as I close this sermon, I wonder if I can get about 10 of y'all just to wave your hand and say, God, you are my strength. God, you are my hope. God, you are my peace. God, you are my joy. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. I'm glad that the Lord is my help, and I know where my help comes from. Our president and government leaders are threatening to cut off a whole bunch of stuff that will help humanity. Trying to cut Medicaid, cut the SNAP program that feeds millions. But believers, we must still, even if all that stuff is cut off, we must still maintain our hope and our faith that our God will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. And church, I'm telling you now, listen to me good. Church folk are going to have to help church folk. Y'all, wait a minute. Y'all ain't receiving this. I said church folk. I'm going to have to help church folk. Some of us, the Lord has blessed us with some mighty good wealth. But you need to understand that your wealth is not laid up just for you. But God has blessed you with wealth that you might bless somebody else. And I don't know how it's going to affect our ministry, all these cut downs and layoffs, etc. Because it's going to trickle down. It's trickling down. It's coming a few ways. It's coming to Raleigh's. It's coming to Garner, Angier. It's coming. But we must remain open to being a church that helps. Yes, we help very well. We help very well. Our food bank ministry is feeding just tons of people. But you know what? When they cut off them SNAP benefits and everything, it's going to get more and more. We're going to see more and more people walking in trying to get food. So that means we as a church are probably going to have to invest more money into our food bank ministry. Amen? But we can do it because the Lord is our help. And if we give, he says, if you give, it will be given unto you.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.